This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Feelings, thoughts, principles, all here in the fight against truth decay. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd, with Kara Schillen in a an indispensable place in the main control room in Washington. I'm in Boston, outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. Victoria is down on the beach in nowhere, New Jersey, someplace.
Not nowhere.
Where? What's it called? What's the name of the town? It's someplace, New Jersey.
We're right near Asbury Park. That's definitely not nowhere.
Okay. Excuse me for being so offensive.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Framingham. Where the hell is that?
It's west of Boston by 26 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jennifer lives in a fabulously upscale community called Sunland, California. Sunland. You get it?
Yep. The sun is always out, that is for sure.
Always out.
So are the homeless people.
Right, exactly. All right. So let's go back to the progressive overview from last night's debate and then the hot water challenge.
Yeah, a big trending story today.
Yeah.
Pretty disturbing. But let's start first with what was also disturbing, the Democratic debate last night. No, I'm just kidding. It was even my mom said
they are disturbed.
My mom will probably vote for Elizabeth Warren, so this first night was her night. She goes, it's just too much. I just can't take it. She's like, I'm overwhelmed. There's 10 candidates on the stage, and it's basically 2.5 hours of content. So you do feel like you've been sort of beat up a little bit after it's all over. Night number two happens tonight, live from Detroit. The top front runners on the stage will include Kamala Harris and former Vice President Joe Biden, along with Cory Booker and Bill de Blasio will be there, Julian Castro as well, Kirsten Gillibrand will all be on the stage tonight. Last night, it was a war between moderates and the far left. The ideological divide between the presidential hopefuls last night was very clear as progressive candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren defended their policies on health care and immigration against some of the more moderate people on the stage. It was it almost seemed like a bit hysterical from Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders kind of shouting out their policies, saying, if you can't aim big, don't really aim at all. While some people like Amy Klobuchar, who I actually thought did quite well, although according to many pollers and pundits, they said she didn't do very well. She kind of seemed like the voice of reason on the stage for me, saying, look, I like what you're saying, but I just don't know if it's realistic on how we get there. We need to take baby steps as opposed to taking a big bite out of the apple. So it will be interesting to see who wins. As far as Google decides, Marianne Williamson, who is kind of a fringe candidate, who was talking about false gods and psychic vibrations on the planet.
She speaks my language.
Was most searched in almost
vote.
Yeah, and you know, she doesn't say things that are wrong. It's just her delivery style, and it's the lack of
unusual
behind
it. It's not the same crap that comes from all of these wannabes, and that's why she's gotten attention. And there is very little that she says that you can find fault with. It's hard to argue with people who live and
if
have the philosophy that
she would say it without false
is.
Gods and stuff like that, I think she could probably bring
right, she's a little over
in.
The top.
She, but because she's so over the top, I think she sticks around for a while. I don't think she's done by any stretch. And, you know, as far as people like John Hickenlooper, who actually have that experience and policy behind them, John Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado, he only got 8 minutes of talk time last night. And
that's
I don't
too
see
bad.
Him going really anywhere. And it is too bad because these people that only got 8 minutes compared with Elizabeth Warren's 18, they're the ones that could really
use
that extra time.
The news media wants to control everything.
Well, it's unfortunate for Hickenlooper too, because you know he had a lot of success in Colorado. He's a business guy
in a purple state, right?
He
knows how to work
state.
With people.
Yeah, and you know, and he also and Doug, you would actually like his farm policies. He's a big farmer advocate. And so, like, it's really a shame that we're not hearing his policies, because I've actually read up on him, and just because he has such a weird name,
point,
so I read
Victoria.
Him.
The point,
but, yeah,
when I say what I did about Williamson, applies to him as well. If you're not in the mainstream of the media's eye or attention, like these two gas bags, Sanders and what's her face
Warren.
In Massachusetts. She is the biggest grandstander. My daughter loves her. She'll vote for her. She'll be with your mother on this one.
She and would not have my vote, and I'm a Democrat, but I mean, Elizabeth Warren does not have my vote.
Mm-mm. Horror show.
She's just very unreasonable, but in any case, it's too bad, and CNN is at fault for this. Every network has had an issue with their debates, but CNN went to Elizabeth Warren over and over and over and again, and she interjected herself a lot, too, because of her experience, but they should have cracked down on that and made it more equitable, and hopefully they'll do that tonight for the candidates who are on the stage. All right, another trend story today. This is unbelievable. An 11-year-old boy in Kentucky suffered severe burns when his friend pranked him as part of the viral hot water challenge. It's been going around on social media. And now charges have been filed against the mother of the friend who allegedly dumped scalding water on him. Here's how this goes. Billy Oliver wakes up at 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday to boiling water being dumped on him and his face during a sleepover at his friend's house in Manchester. He went to sleep and he woke up with his friend throwing boiling water on him, laughing while the kid is fighting to get his clothes off of him. Now, the boy was left with burns on his neck from the social media challenge, which involves people drinking or pouring boiling water on themselves or someone else.
Oh, God, how stupid.
He was brought to the hospital and then he was transferred to the Cincinnati Burn Center, where he was treated with second and third degree burns, according to authorities. He was asked by the TV station, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad it hurt. He said it was a 10. Now, the friend's mom, Angela Guth, is accused of not seeking medical help for the kid after the incident. She actually has been charged with child endangerment and criminal abuse. She had to turn herself in this past Friday. She's 42 years old. She turned herself in because authorities are now charging her with not getting treatment for this kid who was laying there burning at her home.
What kind of an idiot is she?
Believable.
I mean, the kids are stupid enough, but really? She should be charged.
The kids are going to do it.
Absolutely.
The parents teach them. Their environment is around that kind of thinking. So let me go back for a second to the Democratic debate, if I may. Charles Barkley was one of, kind of an unlikely presence, but anyway, he was there. You remember him from playing basketball, great basketball player.
Sure.
He's not a fan of Trump, but he also... says the
he's not a fan of anybody except himself, really.
Both parties suck, he said.
Yeah.
Basically, I think all politicians take black folks for granted. They talk to black folks every 4 years, and that's about it.
It's true.
That statement.
That is true.
Yeah, it is true. But the fact that maybe we need a page out of Marianne Williamson's book here. The fact that we spend so much time trying to. You know, I guess I go back to my college days when there was a big move in the 60s to bring people together, 64 with the march and things beginning to change radically. That was my first year of college. I remember how much time we spent talking about it. And we had a lot of black students, considering where I went to school and what the typical black person wasn't looking to go to school in the hay fields of northern Ohio. But there were a lot of kids from both the Cincinnati and Cleveland and Toledo who were at Heidelberg. And we used to talk about all this stuff. And they didn't understand, because it was not what they grew up around. And we didn't understand it either at Heidelberg. We saw what was going on. They hadn't really experienced it, although a couple of kids from Cleveland who had experienced some of the stuff that was a problem at the time. But it just seems to have, I'm making the statement for two reasons, because it seems that we have now more focus on it, and is it an equivalency, or is there too much attention? Is it sort of like the pendulum swinging the other way? So when I think that to myself, and then I'm looking around always, searching for things that we need to talk about here that make a difference. So when I see this video of a black motorist who was grabbed, thrown to the ground, and arrested by a couple of Mississippi flat-footed cops, he was pulled over for speeding. But if you look at the video that was taken by his fiancée, you can see these two cops grabbing his neck and trying to strangle him as they throw him to the ground. That's the problem. That crap is what causes people to hate the police in too general a way, and it causes people to say, yeah, you know, we really do have, this is Mississippi. I mean, even the jokes about Mississippi, what do you expect for a black guy in Mississippi? You ought to expect that in Mississippi or wherever it is, that people get treated fairly regardless of the color of their skin. This is 2019. Hello, wake up. It just isn't acceptable. And yet this happens over and over and over again, and is what throws, it gives Al Sharpton and these other phonies more reason to start yelling and screaming, Jesse Jackson, look at what these guys are doing. That's, you fall right into their hands. You play to their playbook. And then what isn't really credible, that is that it's happening every day, well, maybe it is. And we just don't know about it because we're too busy, you know, listening to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Well, this kind of stuff happens
away.
All the time.
But that's not acceptable, Victoria.
Of course not.
We've got too much of this stuff in this
country. Of course it's not acceptable. What I'm saying, though, is, you know, we don't hear about all these stories all the time because it's not really reported much. Mm-hmm. And in local communities, there's such a divide in so many places in this country between black and white areas and just a racial divide. And mm-hmm. And then white people want to stand on their soapbox and say it's wrong for black people to protest the national anthem. They're not protesting the veterans and the armed forces. They're protesting police brutality. And so it furthers the debate of black versus white. It's horrible. We're going in such a terrible direction. And somebody, maybe Marianne Williamson is the one who maybe needs to talk more about unity and respecting people and understanding each other's differences. And because we're not doing any of that. We're going ass backwards.
Look at the heckling that went on, the Trump thing in Virginia yesterday, the Muslim guy who's there, just that kind of stuff. What is that outburst going to do for you? It's nothing. It's just more of the same. Anyway, okay, food for thought from all of us here. Here's something else to think about. The teeth that you have in your head, when you look in the mirror, are you proud of your smile? You like the way you look? Or are you distracted and somewhat distressed by the way you look? Are your teeth truly white, or are they yellow and kind of ugly? I mean, that's really it. I don't want to mince words here. Your teeth are ugly. So let's do something to treat them that will increase the efficacy of your smile. Shall we do that? Only takes 5 minutes. Do it every 5 or 6 days, and you increase the whiteness of your teeth an average of 2 shades every time you use power swabs. Power swabs is sort of a mainstay of this program. You know that they like the results because they've been here off and on advertising their product for 8 years, maybe 9 years. I'm not sure, but I know we've been talking about it since Martin Ginniger, the dentist, first went public with what he'd been selling to other dentists. He came up with a formula. It's all natural. He's the world's leading whitening expert, you know. And he came up with this, and the doctor said, yeah, will you sell this to me? I want to use it on my clients, and they charge $500-$700 to whiten your teeth. Don't even spend 10% of that to get what will work for you in the privacy of your own home. Power swabs done from your own bathroom. No strips, no trays. Leave it in your mouth for a couple of minutes. Bingo, you're all set. So let's go to 800-208-1797, shall we? 800-208-1797. Order power swabs for half price using the DJB code. If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's Freddie?
No, this is Adam.
That's Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wow, Adam. He sounds really good. I'm going to see him in a week, so wow, I'm impressed.
Whoa. Wow, okay, so the ladies and I have some music news and focus on music here, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. The 2019 Global Citizen Festival announcing the headliners, and it's a pretty interesting mix. Queen and Adam Lambert, Pharrell Williams, Alicia Keys, One Republic, ATR,
oh,
and
it's just her. Sorry, I should have told you that before. It's just her.
Well, why do they have? They want me
it's
to say that.
It's just the way she spells it. It's just
H dot E dot R.
Yeah.
Or,
it's, yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going to go there to see her. I'm going to see Carole King, who is booked to perform at this year's event, taking place September 28th on the Great Lawn in Central Park in New York, with Hugh Jackman and his wife Deborah Lee Furness returning as host for the event. Also confirmed for special appearances, Taraji P. Henson, Bill Nye, oh my God, what a waste of time he is, and Rami Malek, be exciting. He won the, yeah, we all know what Freddie Mercury, what he did on Bohemian Rhapsody. Global Citizen hosts a free show every year to raise awareness of its goal to end extreme poverty by 2030. Good luck as more and more people are being born into these countries that have, that are, by definition, the homes of poverty. That's what you got to work against. You got to teach people how to do birth control. That's what they fix the
well,
whole
that's
problem.
What, that's part that. Of what they do.
Yeah.
Global Citizen is a yeah. It's a really good organization.
In the past, attendees Victoria have earned their tickets through the completion of various social actions through the festival's app, signing petitions, contacting legislators, things like that. The lucky winners are going to be notified all summer long. So where do you go? Do you go to their website?
If you go to Global Citizen, there are certain actions that you can do, and then they do a lottery to give out the free tickets.
Ah, got it. Queen's founding guitarist Brian May says, quote, like Live Aid in 1985, we believe this festival will be a milestone. Global Citizen is an organization which has already moved mountains. We hope this festival will be the beginning of a new era in which all creatures on Earth will eventually benefit. For the sixth straight year, MSNBC and Comcast NBC Universal will air a live simulcast of the event, actually on MSNBC. I don't know, nobody ever watches that anymore, so this may get people to go there. I don't know anybody who watches MSNBC anymore.
Oh, my God. Talk to my mother. Probably talk to Jen's mom, too.
Yeah, yeah. Festival will also be live streamed on YouTube and Twitter. For more on this year's show, it's if you want to know more about Global Citizen, I'm sure you can find out more at Global Citizen Festival, all one word, globalcitizenfestival.com, right? That's that story. Also now, a focus on somebody that I think is one of the real talents today in America in terms of music, John Legend. The National Civil Rights Museum says this year's Freedom Award recipients will be, among other people, John Legend, writer Gloria Steinem, and I'm not sure how to, this is a human rights person, is it Hafsat Nobiola?
Close enough, probably, right?
Yeah. In Memphis, Tennessee, where the museum is, they announced the winners of the annual awards honoring civil and human rights leaders, and it'll be October 30th when they have the actual event in Memphis at the Orpheum Theater. Organization says that Ms. Is it a man? I don't know whether this is a man or a woman. Hafsat Abiola, Nigerian activist who's president of Women in Africa, a group that supports African women. Well, I guess if I'd seen that, I would have said it was a woman. Gloria Steinem is an author, lecturer, political activist who leads several organizations promoting gender equality and the rights of women and girls. And John Legend is a recording artist who is a legend. I'm using those words myself. Because he is, and he deserves it. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the more than 20 Democratic presidential hopefuls squared off on a debate stage in Detroit last night, and it was moderates versus progressives.
Let's get real. Tonight we debate, but ultimately we have to beat Donald Trump.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar among the candidates warning against making campaign promises of sweeping changes in things like health care. Progressive Senator Elizabeth Warren's response to such arguments.
You know, I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, will be on that stage tonight. The Department of Defense confirms North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour now. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Pick your pick. I'll pick Wednesday. July the 31st. Tomorrow will be the 1st of August. If you're a Leo, you're maybe enjoying your time. I hope you are anyway. The world continues to turn, and our focus is the world, literally around the world in this half hour. With Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's move, as long as we're going around the world, let's go to England. And, Victoria, let's find out what Prince Harry is doing. He's going to have as many children as Alec Baldwin, is he? Or what's the total going to be here?
Well, it is interesting because Prince Harry, of course, has been, in the past few years, he's definitely become more vocal about climate change and climate mm-hmm. issues. His father, yep. Prince Charles, is very big on climate change and issues. And so in the new British Vogue, which is the September issue, it's a special edition that Meghan Markle is the first ever guest editor of that of British Vogue. And so she put together the entire September issue. And one of the articles is an interview between Prince Harry and the chimpanzee expert Jane Goodall. And so they're talking all about animals and the planet and things like that. And during the conversation, I guess Jane Goodall asks Harry how many kids he wants to have. And so he answers very quickly, apparently, two maximum. And he said, I've always thought that this place is borrowed, and surely, being as intelligent as we all are, or as evolved as we're supposed to be, we should be able to leave something better behind for the next generation. He said that his stance on not having more than two children is for the good of the planet and for leaving a better planet for a future generation. And he said that he views things differently now that he is a father with the arrival of baby Archie in May. He said, without question, I see things differently now. I've always wanted to try to ensure, even before having children, I wanted to play my part and do the best for the environment that I can. But he said, what we need to remind everybody is these are things that are happening right now. We're already living in it. It's not about talking about the future. He said, we are the frog in the water, and it's already been brought to a boil. And so that's why he said that has informed his decision with Meghan to only have two kids. It's a bit of a slap in the face to his brother, who's already got three, but, you know, who knows if they're going to have more kids, William and Kate, I don't know. But I certainly applaud that stance.
I do, too. Sure. I think it's irresponsible to have more than two children, because if you have two, then your footprint is the same. More than two, like the ridiculous pursuits of the Hasidic Jews that we were talking about, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 kids to protect what they think is the Jewish state of the homeland, make sure they don't get wiped out. The Indians, who are many of them, are having that same number of children. Remember when I can remember Irish kids, Catholics, their mother keeps getting pregnant. You know, yeah. I know
one
family.
Well, that's because Catholics are not supposed to use birth control, which is,
right.
to me, is
yeah.
just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, yeah. It's just irresponsible. It just shows you the irrelevancy of some of this stuff that comes from the pronouncements of fat old men who make rules that apply just because they want more Catholics. They want to save the Catholic Church. So the Jews want to save the Jewish religion, and on it goes. Meanwhile, the planet is stumbling. It'll survive well. But it'll probably burp and push us out so that the human race doesn't exist any longer. It's kind of pessimistic, but that's kind of the way I look at it. We keep going the way we're going. No way the planet survives with people on it. No way. And here's another example of that. While we're talking about Prince Harry in England, if you look at the temperature over there today, it's 101 degrees right now in London and Cambridge. And
that's a record,
weather,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep. There was the previous record was set in August of 2003, 101.7 today at Cambridge University's Botanical Garden. It was 101.3 1st of August 2003. So, there's relative degrees here, but it's still hot as hell over there. I wouldn't want to. They don't have air conditioning in England because it's usually not this hot.
Yeah.
Just go to the hotels or stuff like that. But in the normal British home, you never see an air conditioner. Never.
Mm-mm. No, doesn't
now
exist.
Now they're selling them. All right, let's go over to France, shall we? Where a group of French people have filed a lawsuit over the lead that was released into the air during the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. Reports hundreds of tons of lead melted during the fire, and the high levels of lead that were detected in the air afterwards seem to be problematic for several environmental groups that have brought this lawsuit. Lead is a toxic metal. They used it all the time to build. This cathedral is hundreds of years old. This is so asinine. I mean, I understand anybody can sue anybody for anything, but to hold Notre Dame responsible for what was done in probably 1780 or maybe even before that, it's a mess. The air, the stuff that's settled. Remember, we were talking not long ago about why the buildings in London and many other European cities, the lighter colored buildings, always have a dark home to them, or they have had over the years. It's because of the residue left by the coal that was burned. And the coal that came out of the European mines was dirty, and it didn't burn clean, and therefore the soot that went up out of the chimneys would land on the buildings, and that's why they're all black.
Yeah.
And so you got to get a power washer or something to clean it off. That's what you do. And so this is the same thing is happening with the lead, and it attaches itself to buildings, and so that's not good. But, I mean, I don't understand what the... I get the concern, for sure, but I don't get what the hell they think they're
going to
get.
I don't know legally how they're going to... Unless they're just fishing for a settlement. And a lot of times, I think that happens. Yeah.
Really? Lawyers do that? You're kidding.
Yeah. Nah. Well, people. I mean, people kind of, you know... And I'm sure they're the French version of ambulance chasers are over there saying, hey, you know, do you have a cough now?
Mm-hmm. North Korea has launched multiple unidentified projectiles, fired two missiles as a warning over Seoul because of the military drills planned with our country. So now these projectiles were launched in the southern part of North Korea. The missiles go out over the Sea of Japan and the Japanese, as I've said 100 times, this is nothing new. It just shows you what a ding-dong we're dealing with here. One day he's Trump's best friend. The next day he's not happy because we're not doing what we said we were going to do. This is a warning to the United States of America, said Kim. What a... just. All right, dictator with emphasis on the first four letters of that word. Next up, Guatemala signing the... This is a pretty interesting reality. I don't know if you follow this or not, ladies. Folks listening, the U.S. and Guatemala have been talking about this. Remember when Trump said we're going to cut the aid to Guatemala, El Salvador, yes, Ecuador, all these places? So the Guatemalans don't like that. They need the money. So they've reached an agreement on what's happening with some of these people coming from their country as asylum seekers on our border. The Homeland Security people and the Interior Minister in Guatemala have signed the deal. President of Guatemala, Jimmy Morales, scheduled to meet U.S. officials about the agreement. The country's constitutional court issued an injunction. Nobody knows why yet, right? Do we know why they told him not to sign it? It's the safe third country agreement.
At first he didn't want to be the third. I guess the third country agreement. Like, he didn't want Guatemala to essentially, he was fine with people leaving, essentially. And so obviously we're not. We're not. And the violence in Guatemala is just, it's unbelievable. It's
no
so
control.
Bad.
The country's out of control.
But see, to
but
me,
people won't leave.
This is, and maybe you have a different take on this, but the way I, what concerns me about him signing this deal now, him meaning President Morales from Guatemala, he's going to sign the deal so that he gets aid from America again, because we were sending aid and Trump said the aid isn't getting to the people, and he's absolutely right. The aid is not getting to the people. It's just pocketing, you know, going to the government, and that's it. And it's so corrupt. So now this guy Morales says, oh, okay, I'll sign the deal for you and we'll just keep everybody here and then let them fill out their forms for asylum while they're still here in Guatemala and not let them rush the border in the U.S. What concerns me about that is that, number one, he's only signing it so he gets the money from America again.
Right. Yep.
And the treatment of the people is probably going to get worse. Mm-hmm. Because when you're now forbidding people to leave the country, it's the next North Korea. And if people start leaving in masses again, then that's a violation of the agreement, and then America's going to pull the funding. So what they're going to do is essentially probably, you know, to herd everybody together in even worse conditions than they're already living, and anyone who wants to leave, they're going to shoot them on the spot. Yeah. I don't think that this is the solution at all, and it's concerning.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of things as this thing continues to develop and evolve, Victoria. I see the administration rolling out another restriction on asylum seekers. Makes the case, makes it harder for asylum seekers to claim they are persecuted because of family ties. The Attorney General set the restriction after overruling a Board of Immigration Appeals this week. Case involving a Mexican man known as LEA in court documents. He's applying for asylum, claimed a drug cartel threatened his family after his father refused to allow it to do business from his store. And that has credibility. There's certainly, you can imagine that happening.
Of course, yeah.
According to ICE, asylum seekers can say they have a well-founded fear of prosecution, or rather persecution, sorry, on account of race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular group, or political opinion. This guy argued his membership in a particular social group was the immediate family of his father. The board denied the application because it didn't see the necessary connection between the persecution for him and his family. In other words, his family's being persecuted, but he's not. So unless there's an immediate family connection to the threat, it's unlikely that these groups will be distinct and let in. And, I don't know whether I think that's right. The whole damn thing is so crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. It's crazy.
It's very complicated.
So
yeah.
Now, yesterday, a bunch of protesters greeted, you want to lose vote for Cruz at the airport yesterday, decrying the detention of migrants on the border. He was in L.A. for some reason or another. I don't know how do people know what your
well, if he's got public appearances, then, it's pretty easy to figure out his schedule.
Yeah.
Anyway. So they were protesting him at LAX?
Yep. Free the children. Americans will not be silenced. Free the children. He was there to, they spotted Cruz at the airport. Some of the members of one of the local unions, and that's where he was there taking pictures and all that stuff with people, and these protesters showed up. So, anyway, it's more action, and there's more inaction. Action and inaction. It's all part of the same thing going around and around and around. That's why I don't talk about it much here anymore, because it gets nowhere. It's like a lot of other stuff. Why talk about it if you can't have impact? And I'd like this program always to have some impact on you and your thinking and the stuff that goes on in your world. So I make the following suggestion in that regard. If you're suffering from a lot of aches and pains, maybe you've had surgery, have your hip replaced, or maybe your back is bothering you, your neck's bothering you, that's certainly the case with me. So I'm all over Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. All around the country, people are finding ache relief. Go online to their website, interesting, achefree.live, achefree.live, and you can see what a lot of people are talking about that have had maybe an operation, or maybe they've had old sports injuries, or maybe it's from whatever you do for work, if you do repetitive things, even if you have what they call carpal tunnel syndrome, Joint Formula 14 will work well for that. Get lasting relief. That's what you want, lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. Why live with this problem when you can, in 5 or 6 days, find relief? If you don't feel better in 14 days, you get your money back. Go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the DJB code to get the product for 50% off. That offer now at achefree.live.
The impacts of severe weather events are on the rise, and a natural or man-made disaster can strike at a moment's notice. From floods and fires to tornadoes and hurricanes, these events can have devastating effects on families and entire communities. OnStar's Marianne Adams says, having an emergency plan in place along with services like OnStar can assist before, during, and after a crisis.
Creating a family plan for evacuations and communication are key, and keeping a disaster kit at the ready can help save time and lives. And for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac vehicle owners, OnStar advisors are just a button push away, ready to help those in eligible plans with routing assistance, hotel accommodations, and more.
Adam says knowing the weather risks in your region can help in being prepared. It's also important to ensure a disaster plan meets the specific needs of your family, including any pets. For tips and more information, visit OnStar.com. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries.
This is, for me, the best part of it. I haven't seen the movie, and I'm not thrilled to see it, but the music from it is fun. It's really just fun. Lion King, movie news, by the way. Chucker's not here today, so we'll go through a number of these items that are of import. The Lion King has officially passed the $1 billion mark in terms of box office around the world. Right. Well, how many? 3 weeks, right? How many weeks have it passed?
Can't be more than 3 weeks, right?
No. Yeah. Right. Earlier this year, Disney and their animated classics took a hit when Dumbo only got $352 million. I can't imagine that. I thought the Dumbo movie was kind of fun and a nice movie. It was a nice message. I don't usually see Tim Burton movies because I think he's an arrogant. He's like, what's his face? Once Upon a Time and
Tarantino.
Tarantino, yeah. The two of them are in the same.
See, I'm a huge Tim Burton fan. I love his movies.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, I like
visually,
like
I think they're just stunning.
I thought the Dumbo movie was very, very good. So maybe I was unfair to him. The last time I think Chuck was talking about, didn't he do Willy Wonka with
Johnny Depp. I love that movie, but I feel like people who like the original, so I love the new Willy Wonka, but that was very polarizing. People had strong feelings about that.
Well, they didn't understand what the movie was about because Chuck kept calling it Willy Wonka. So they weren't sure they had the right movie. Netflix spending hundreds of millions of dollars to produce big budget films that are coming from. They're making them in the Hollywood studios, but the Hollywood studios aren't the ones making. They're using the facilities to make these movies. And Netflix has agreed to spend $200 million to make the Dwayne Johnson action movie Red Notice, which will be filmed next year all over the world. Ryan Reynolds is in it. Gal Gadot is in it. So it's going to be a big time thing. And they the thing I like about Netflix is they send it, it's in the movie house first, and then on Netflix. Amazon doesn't seem to be doing that too much with
their
films.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Yes, it is the other way around. Oh, Amazon has the big movies. Yeah, Netflix hasn't had very many in the theaters. Oh.
But they're going to have to, I would think, with this sort of deal.
I think with this, they might.
The Irishman is coming out, and that's isn't that going to the movie houses first? The Irishman, that's
I think
a
that
Netflix
one
movie.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, De Niro and that bunch. Martin Scorsese's film, I think that's, I think Chucker said that. Yeah. All right, so what do you have, Victoria?
In terms of movie news, well, Baby Driver, that's another movie that I don't know if you remember it, but...
Yeah, I liked it too.
I thought it was really fun. So Ansel Elgort, who is the star of that, who's also currently filming the new Spielberg version of
West Side Story.
West Side Story. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He's the star of that. He's actually going to be back in Baby Driver 2. So now this time there's no Kevin Spacey, right?
I think
But he died at the end, didn't he? I thought he got hit by a car. So I think that solves the problem for them. They're not going to have to worry about him coming back anyway.
Yeah.
And what about Jamie Foxx? Wasn't he also in that?
I think most of the people died at the end, except for him. So I know John Hamm was. I can't remember if he died or not either. So they might be getting a whole new cast. That would be fun.
That would be fun. It was that was an unexpectedly good movie.
It was.
I had no idea what to expect, and then we rented it one night, and we were in Ireland. We were in the middle of a storm when we watched it, and we loved it.
It's a good movie. As a rumor that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis are going to revive the True Lies movie, there's a reunion photo set. This movie was made in 1994. And you know what? It's still really where every once in a while I'll see, and I'll stay with it if I come across it. I think that the two of them were very good in it. There were some good bad guys. And Tom Arnold seemed to come out of his shell. He was very good in the movie. I thought the movie
I've
was...
I've never seen it.
Oh, you rent that. James Cameron did it. It was very, very good. In the summer of 94, it dominated the box office.
Hmm.
So anyway, and they... So they have had a reunion, and that sparks rumors that, okay, we're going to do... you know, we're going to do another one of these. And it would be a good... I mean, it's perfect for them at their age. They could get away with that, for sure. So...
Well,
anyway.
Jamie Lee Curtis is, you know, she that Halloween
she's
movie
hot.
Made
oh,
so much money.
Hot.
She's back. Yep.
Let's see. Jason Momoa, is that how you pronounce his name, from Aquaman?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in a revenge thriller. And this is another Netflix movie, it looks like. Right? Netflix, all of this stuff. I had no idea there was that much money in subscription-based stuff.
Yeah.
And they have this kind of money.
That's how they keep their subscribers. They know that they have to do original stuff.
Yeah. All right, movie news here on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.